The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbanim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
Gittin daf memvav. The Gemara on the top of memvav mebeis goes on the Mishnah on memhei mebeis. The end of the Mishnah on memhei mebeis says a story. Omar b'yeser Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says a story. Ma'isa b'tzidon. There's a story in Tzidon. The echad shamar le'ishtoi. There was a man who told his wife. Kainim emeini megarshech. He made a nether in Isra Hanoah if he doesn't divorce her. The Girsha, in order to avoid being stuck with this nether, with this Isra that he made on himself, he divorced her. The Tirul Chacham Shachzirana, the Chacham allowed him to remarry her. The Chacham allowed him to take her back. After he divorced her and gave her a get, the Chacham allowed him to remarry her. He had to divorce her to avoid this nether that he had made, to avoid becoming Osir in many different things that he had made Osir himself. The Gemara says, by me, Osir Kapir Shavai Lamalayim, and Megarsha, whatever it is that he made Osir on himself. So he divorced her, and afterwards the Chacham allowed him to remarry her. So the Gemara by us on the Vav Mabez asked, Pshita, it's partial, it's obvious he should be allowed to remarry her. Why would he not be allowed to remarry her? Anyone divorced his wife is allowed to take her back afterwards. The Gemara says, Malatim, maybe the other thing lives there. They would make a gzira just to punish this person and to prevent people from doing this again in the future. Because of Rav Nosson. Because Rav Nosson said, Hanoi de kilubonabal, Mosona makes a nether, he makes things in the world offer himself that the Torah doesn't offer on him, and the Chazal does not offer on him, and he comes and makes additional things, new things offer on himself, it's as if he built a boma, it's as if he built a new mizbeach outside of Beis HaMikdash. The Mekayma is someone who follows through and keeps the nether, and he doesn't go to a Chacham to imat the nether, kill hikavalei carbon, as if he brought a carbon on his boma. It's wrong for a person to make extra in a darim. The Torah knows, the Chazal knows what should be also the person, what should be mutter, and something which the Torah and the Chazal leave mutter, there's no reason for a person to take on and make them also about himself. And someone who does, and who keeps this Isser, it's as if he built an extra mizbeach and broke kabbonis on it. So we think maybe we punish this person in order to avoid this person again, or other people from making such an adarim, we would say that once he divorced his wife, cannot remarry her. Kamash Malon, Mishnah tells the Chiddush that we do allow him to remarry her, do not punish him in such a way. Indeed, this member of Rav Nosson, this statement, this braisa, that someone who makes a nether, as if he built an extra mizbeach, and someone who keeps it, as if he broke karbonis in it, is brought down in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is in the end of Hilchos Nedarim, in the end of Perek Yud Gimel. Starting from Halacha of Kimmel, the Rambam says someone who makes a neder, he makes an adarim, in order to make sure that his deis, his midas are straight, and to fix up his mitzvahs and mezorahs and mishumbach is a good thing. Someone who was a bal taiva and he ate too much meat, or he used to drink too much wine, he made a neder to ask for meat on himself for a year or two, or to ask for wine on himself for a certain amount of time, to ask himself to make an asar on himself to become drunk. That's a good thing. Such adarim are good. It's derech avodah Hashem, it's avodah Hashem. And by the Dharm like this, Chazal said, the Dharm is the precious. The Dharm are a good way for a person to protect this precious. They shouldn't be too much of a Baltaiva. They shouldn't be going after lusts and after physical desires. Then the Rambam says, in Allah Chazal, the Alpishem Avoida, you know it's an Avoida of Hashem. But Yarba other Benidir is there. A person should not make too many in the Dharm to ask for new things in himself. But Yarba asks for them, he should not get into the habit of it. Oh, Yifrish Bidwarm, Shirai Livrish Bam, he should stay away from things they should be staying away from. But why not without a net? The Ram continues into Allah Chafei, the last Allah Chanuch Zadarim. The Amr Chacham Chazal said, Kol Noi, that anyone makes a neder, kill the Bon Obama, as if he built an extra Mizbeach. Then he says, if he's over on this, and he makes the neder, Mitzvah Shalom Nidra, he should go to Tam Chacham Tim Mat the neder, because they explain Mitzvah Lafon, so he should not be left with the neder in front of him, that he might by mistake transgress and be over on. The Ram says, one, but Nidra Itzer, someone makes a neder, because something to Hektish, to mitzvah to mekayimit, he should not be shayon, he should not be matzah that neder unless he has to, the dorei l'Hashem HaShalim, she keep his nedarim to give to Hektish, but neder that person makes to ask the things on himself, one should not make such nedarim, and if it does, he should go be matzah neder. So for the Rambam, it sounds like it's a nice ending, the chazarim, maybe an Indian from Mutter, the Shulchan Aruch, the Star Tov, the chazarim, the Tzim Reish Gimon, the Yerdeya, Alti Rogel nedarim, but it should not be in the habit of making nedarim, so it makes neder, if he keeps it, it's called Rosh, it's called Lachoyte. Someone makes neder and he postpones keeping it. Then calls from the tachas and shemayim. They start looking into his meisim to see if he's really such a good person. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings a neder kilu by the bama. If he built the bama at the time, they now have built extra mizbeach and he built an extra mizbeach. If he keeps the neder, if he brought a carbon, it's because Beretz Yimata neder. And if he has to shift different, so the Rambam ends off Hilchos Adarim. The Shulchan Aruch starts off Hilchos Adarim with this idea. and would sell it a nice Indian for Musar. And it was a Havamin and Argamar saw that because of this Indian, they would make a Gzera on this man who had to divorce his wife because of his nether, and he was not much nether, so there would be reason to think they would not allow him to remarry her. And Kamash belonged that he is allowed to remarry her. So there's no practical Nafkamin al Alokha. There's no practical Alokha that come out from this this idea that it's wrong for a person to make the darm and to make things asa on himself, but the Torah and Chazal are not asa. If you look at the Gemara in Yevamah, Staf Kuftas, it says, Tani Bakapara said in the Braisa, there's three things a person should always try to stick to, and there's three things he should stay away from. And three things he should try to stick to, one of them is Chalitza, there's a choice to Yibam and Chalitza, if his brother dies without having any children, rather than doing Yibam and Chalitza. The next thing a person should try to stick to is Havah Shalom, bring Shalom, is Baka Shalom, Brot Feyu, a person should run after the opportunity to bring Shalom. The third thing is Hafaras Darm, to try to annul, to cancel a nether that was made. And the Gemara says, why is Hafaras Darm a big Indian? It's a good thing to be made for a Kimatra nether, because the Nelson said, Hanoi the Kilubana Bama. Someone makes nether to be built to extra Mizbeach, which is something one's not allowed to do, but Shas Isra Bamas. I'm a chemical who could blow a carbon, so if you blow a carbon, it's rather much better. So that's why it's something a person should stick to, how far is the dorm, how far is the dorm. So it still sounds like Indian of Musa. We don't see any Nafkamina Lalaka from it. But when we open up the Gemara of the Dorm, there we start to see that there are Nafkamina Lalaka. There are a lot of ramifications of this statement of Rav Nosson, that someone who built who makes nether is Kilubon Obama, as if he built Obama. First of all, the Gemara and Dharm Nachafdei, that's the main place this member is brought down, discuss somebody mixed nether, and now he wants to get out of the nether, he wants to imak nether. So there's different ways to imak nether. With Charata, the person that Charata has made Kara, if he regrets ever making this nether, or Pesach, if there's some piece of information that he would have known that, he wouldn't have made the nether, then we could say this nether is something to the effect of a nether toys. So the Zippo was made by mistake. Because he made the nether because he did not know this piece of information. If he would have known this information, he would not have made the nether. The Gemara discusses there that maybe if the person did not realize how wrong it is to make these extra nedarim, that itself could be a Pesach. Rav Nosson said, I know the kilo bana bama, and someone keeps the kilo makivel of carbon. So maybe that itself could be a Pesach. But if he would have known how bad Rav Nosson said it is to make a nether, to make extra nedarim, that itself is the reason why he wouldn't have made the nether. And we can use that itself as a reason to say the nether is made with toys, a mistake, because he did not realize how bad it is for a person to unnecessarily make the darm. And that can be used as a Pesach for the Chacham to make the nether. The Gemara says maybe the mere fact that Hanoi Kilubana Bamba, being a new piece of information the person finds out, could be something that can be used as a Pesach. Maybe that's not enough, but if you know that someone keeps the nether, keeps Kilubana carbon, it's like bringing a carbon on the Bamba, that could be used as a Pesach. The Gemara says maybe you cannot use this as a valid Pesach. The Gemara is back and forth about that, different Madomer. So that's something which would be a potential ramification of Halacha for Rav Nosson's memro, that once someone knows, he finds out Rav Nosson's statement how bad it is to make and to keep extra Adarim, and he did not know that when he made the nether, there will be room and grounds to say that the nether was made by Tariq, it was made, so to speak, by mistake, it was missing information, and he mapped the nether. It's a question. If he passed him like that, he used up for Tariq's Adarim. The Gemara says in Adarim Dav Samoch, the Mishnah actually said in Dharm Dav Samoch, the first Mishnah in the eighth parak of the Dharm, parak Kenim Yain, the person is Kenim Yain Shnitayim Ayoyim, he asked on himself drinking wine today, in the Asa Ashtafsha, the only Asa until nightfall that evening. Because he only asked for the wine on himself today. He didn't say we also for one day, that should be also for 24 hours. He said should be also today. Once it comes night, that night, it's no longer that day, and it's Mutter. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, still, Shtafsha, when it gets dark that night, Tzarach Shevel Kochem. And Rabbani has to go to Matan Nether. Even though, really, the Ikra didn't achieve Mutter, because the day is over. The Gemara asks why this is, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, if Matan, the wine that night, but the case that a person asked the wine, Hayim, today, that a person might make a mistake if he make also in the case for someone that Kayim Yayim should tell me for one day. Someone who asks the wine for himself for one day, it has to be a full day. But he says, Hayim, it's only for today, only until it gets dark this evening. Perfect people make a mistake, and therefore, with their bottom, he making go be matanada. The Gemara is not so happy with this, so in the Gemara says that this member of Rabbi Ba'abel, that person has to go be matanada that night, is based on Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said, called Noida Kilabana Bama, someone who makes a nether as if he built a Bama, and Makami Kilamakhtila, someone who makes a nether as if he was Makri of a carbon on it. The Ran and the Dharma over there, that Samach Lambez explains, that really, if there would not be any chashash, any room for a zero, because someone would make a mistake, we wouldn't just punish any person who made a nether and force him to do a Tarif Dharma even after he already kept a nether. Because there is some room to believe a person will make that mistake, and that because of this case, there were matzav to drink the wine that night, he'll come to make a mistake and think that Allah is the same when he says, And because it's a wrong thing for a person to make a neder, so though there's not so much reason to make a gzera, but there's a little reason to make a gzera because of the confusion of Hayyim and Yamechot. So Chazal decided, because of Kol Neder Kilu Bama Bama, they decided to punish this person and to make him mass neder that evening. After it comes dark, even though he already technically was ready to make his neder, because this way no one will ever make a mistake, Hayyim Yamechot. This way the person will learn not to make the dharm, because Kol Neder Kilu Bama Bama, it's a wrong thing for a person to make the dharm. So here we say, Allah Lamaisa, Chazal made this extra gzera. And this person has to be matz nether, even after he's technically ready to be as nether, because they want to bring out that it's not a good idea for a person to make a dharm. A person makes a dharm, he causes himself eventually to be nichshol on these things, because I knew what to ask or not to ask. If something is really good in his mutter, a person should not make also. Maybe if it's roy, a preacher say, stay away from that thing, you should stay away, but do it without a nether, do it with a nether. Don't do it with a nether. The truth is, we find a much more distinct halakha lamaisa that comes out from Nelson's memory of Kol Neder Kilu Bama Bama. The halakha is that something which is dovish yesh matirin, if isra gets mixed together with hetter, and this isra is something which eventually would become mutter if we just wait around and wait a little bit, so then it's not bottle. It's not bottle barois. Something which is ain matirin, which is no way for it to eventually become mutter, and now falls into a lot of hetter, if you bottle barois, bottle barois, bottle bashishim in 60, or sometimes very betrimuli bottle may, bottle in 100, but it'll be bottle eventually. If it gets mixed in with enough hetter, it's bottle, and you don't have to worry about the isra anymore. There's a concept of bitzel. But davish yesh matir, something which right, by waiting around will potentially become mutter, so then it's a little bit of a bottle. Even if it gets mixed into 1,000 things, that mutter, it's not bottle. We say, ask the chod of isser, why eating a bisser? Wait around, eat a behetzer, wait till it becomes mutter. For example, something that's muksa, that gets mixed in with things that are not muksa, so really you can wait till after Shabbos and Yamtiv. So we say it's not bottle, even if there's one of heter, and only one of isser, one of muksa, wait till Shabbos and Yamtiv are over, then it'll become mutter, so there's no concept of bittel. Now, the Gemara says in the Dharm, that's no testament Aleph. So by the dharm, shani kanam b'chalav b'yivoy mitzvah, I will sense the person can always be matz neder. So a person makes a neder to ask the fruit on himself, and it gets mixed in with other fruit of heter. So the halacha is that even if there's a lot of heter and only one fruit, that's also because of a neder. It's not bottle, because davish yesh b'matirin, it's something which has a way to become mutter. It should be matz neder, and then all the fruit will be mutter. You won't have your neder anymore. So the Gemara asks the kasha that we find by truma, that the halacha of the truma is bottle, it's bottle of meya, or whatever it's bottle, and it gets mixed in with chulin. And truma also, someone can be shy on the truma, someone can mafish truma, and they change their mind, they can be mafish neder, so to speak, on the truma, and said afterwards they could be mafish something else on truma. So why by truma don't we say that davish yesh matirin afilu ba'elav like bottle, it's not a bottle? And the Gemara says that there's a big difference between truma and the dharm. Truma, technically, one could be matzah neder, and one could be shoyo and remove the chalais truma, the effect of the truma that he made. But there's no reason to. So they're supposed to take truma, and even though you could be matzah neder, there's no reason to be matzah neder. However, by kanamis, mitzvah is shuli alayo. It's a mitzvah to be matzah neder. Mitzvah to be matzah neder. Why? Because Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson is called neder kilu bana bama. Someone makes neder, it's different both of bama. And makayim kilu makterle. Someone's makayim neder, it's different brother carve on it. Because on the contrary, he's supposed to go to Chacham Dimat Neder. So because he's supposed to go to Chacham Dimat Neder, therefore, Kanamis and the Dharm have a din of a Dovish Yesh Matir, that something's also because of a Neder, it gets mixed in with a lot of Heter, even 1,000 of Heter, one of Isra Neder. It's not bottled, it's not become Mutter, because there's a way to get out of it. Just Dimat Neder, you're supposed to Dimat Neder anyway. As opposed to a Truma, my mitzvah is Shulil, I think Mar says, well, mitzvah is Dimat Neder, there's no reason Dimat Neder. On the contrary, he's supposed to Dimat for Truma, and leave it that way. And therefore, truma is not considered davish yesh matir, and truma has the cool of that it's bottle. Truma and hektish are bottle. Mashenkin, however, kanamis and nether has a chumra, a stringency, that even if it falls into 1,000 of nether, it's not bottle. So just go be matz nether and avoid the whole din of the nether. If you see that this halach of kanadi kilavana bama, of makaymai, kilomaki vala karba, kilomakjala, it's not just the concept of musa, but it has a lot of ramifications in regards to din of vittel. Maybe this is why it's brought down in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, not just to tell us the concept of Musa in the beginning or the end of Hilchos Dharm, but because there's halachic ramifications from an halacha lemaaseh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.